Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. Well, welcome to the Love Journey. You know, the Love Journey's mission is to educate, motivate, and elevate the consciousness of our people. Thank you for tuning in to the Love Journey this morning. I am Janine Ingram. Yes, and I'm excited. Excited because today is Monday and we get to hear Queen Arlene. All right, we're going to listen to a song and we're going to turn it over to our queen to hear her prayer and her meditation with heartfelt gratitude. I say thank you so much, Arlene, for all you do to bring your gift to the planet. I am excited and always excited whenever I hear you sharing your gift. Again, thank you. All right, we're going to hear Donnie McClarkin, Speak to My Heart. Oh, Lord, speak to my heart. You know, sometimes you just need God to speak to our hearts. Speak to my heart. Donnie McClarkin, you tuned in to the Love Journey.
I don't know what to do.
I don't know my love.
Then
Good morning, good morning, good morning. You're tuned in to The Love Journey. I am Janine and Ingram, and I'm going to turn it over to Queen Arlene. Good morning, Queen.
Good morning, good morning. Good morning, Love Journey family. So we're going to go ahead and get started. And just for those of you who may be just tuning in, this prayer, this meditation and prayer is to just dissolve anything that isn't in alignment with the source of creation. So what we're going to do is get started with the meditation, and I want you to take 3 cleansing breaths. Go ahead and inhale. And exhale. Inhale. And exhale. One more time. Inhale. And exhale. And in your mind's eye, I want you to see a golden beam of light that emanates from the soul source of creation. And it's at the top of your head, and I want you to see that golden beam of light come down through the crown of your head. And everywhere this light touches brings you into complete alignment with the source of creation. Feel it permeating down through the crown and your face, the inside and outside of your head, the back of your head, is golden and white. And everywhere this light touches brings you into complete alignment with the source of creation. And everywhere this light touches brings every cell in your body in alignment with the source of creation. And every cell of your body that this light touches is in alignment with wholeness, perfectness, and completeness. Feel it come down your face, back your head, side and out. Come down your neck, your shoulders, this golden beam of light. And everywhere this light touches brings you into complete alignment with the source of creation. It will allow your cells in your body to feel its alignment with wholeness, perfectness, and completeness. Feel it come down your chest and in your arms, this golden beam of light. And everywhere this light touches brings you into complete alignment with the source of creation. Feel it come down your chest, your torso, your arms, to your fingertips, this golden beam of light. And everywhere this light touches brings you into complete alignment with the source of creation. Every cell in your body is brought into alignment with wholeness, perfectness, and completeness. Feel it go down your hips, your thighs, your knees, this golden beam of light. And everywhere this light touches brings you into complete alignment with the source of creation. Every cell in your body is brought into complete alignment with wholeness, perfectness, and completeness. Feel it good on your calf. You would go down to your feet, the soles of your feet to the center of the earth. See this golden beam of light go down to the source of creation. Feel this light go down to the center of the earth. See it go down through the earth's layers. And just allow it to stay here for a minute. And just allow yourself to resonate with that energy that comes from the source of creation. Allow yourself to see yourself as source sees you. As whole, perfect, and complete. Allow yourself to see yourself as source reason, as whole, perfect, and complete. Now see that golden beam of light come through the earth's layers. Making its way back to you. Up through the soles of your feet. Your legs. Your calf, that golden beam of light that comes from the source of creation. Feel it come up your calves and your knees and your thighs, that golden beam of light. Allow yourself to feel and see how source sees you as whole, perfect, and complete. And every cell in your body is brought into complete alignment with wholeness, perfectness, and completeness. Feel that golden beam of light go up through your thighs, your hips, your fingertips, up your arms and your torso, that golden beam of light. And everywhere this light touches brings you into complete alignment with the source of creation. Feel it go up your arms and your chest, your shoulders, this golden beam of light. And everywhere this light touches brings you into complete alignment with the source of creation. Feel it go up your neck. Your face, this golden beam of light, feel it go up through the crown of your head, back to the source of creation, and allow yourself to stay here for a moment. Now see this golden beam of light expand out through your aura, through your bioenergetic field, this golden beam of light. And everywhere this light touches brings you into complete alignment with the soul, with the source of creation. allow your bioenergetic field to feel its alignment with its wholeness, perfectness, and completeness. Father, Mother, God, illuminate the divine I Am that is within us. Let everyone within the sound of my voice see themselves as you see them, whole, perfect, and complete. Bring healing and wholeness to the minds, bodies, and spirits of all those who are within the sound of my voice. Bring wholeness, perfectness, and completeness to our finances, our relationships, and any areas where we are looking to improve. Reveal to us what needs to change and what needs to be released. Dissolve the fear, dissolve the doubt, dissolve the resistance, dissolve any feelings of undeservedness. Let us stand and feel the absolute knowing that all is well. Let us stand and feel your presence. Let the illumination of your grace fill us and help us to release our expectations of what our lives should look like, because your dream for us is bigger than any that we can have for ourselves. Help us to surrender and trust you, God. Let us resonate with the whole purpose and completeness of the I Am. And if there's anything within this prayer that is missing, please take it out of our consciousness and put it on thy altar seat and make it manifest to your divine will. And I say this through the consciousness of Christ. Amen, Ashe, and so it is.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so much, Queen. Leave your information.
Yes. If anyone wants to reach me, my phone number is 973-885-6930. Or you can reach me on Facebook. That is Arlene Kahet. That's K-A-H-E-T. Or you can reach me through my website. That's www.healingparadigms.com. And I also have a blog talk show coming up this coming Thursday at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And the call-in number for that is area code 646-929-0630. Again, that number is 646-929-0630.
All right. Thank you so much, Queen. When is your King's anniversary? I never knew the date. Did we plan for that?
Your King's, what was that?
What was, when is you and King's anniversary date?
Oh, it's coming up on this coming Wednesday. That's for the first day that we actually met.
No, when you get married.
Yeah. Oh, well, that's going to be in March of next year. But you know, we're coming up on our first the anniversary of the first day that we met.
Well, on Wednesday. Okay. Well, happy anniversary.
Yeah. Thank you.
All right. I love it. Love it. Love it. I was thinking about that when you were speaking. So I said, I got to make sure I remember the anniversary date. All right, we're going to get started. Today is Monday, and we have 97 days left. Can you believe it? 97 days left in the year. And then we will be in 2017. 97 days, family. Welcome to the new day. Welcome to your new life. Welcome to this new day where all things are washed away, where you get the opportunity to create your life. Yes, this is the Love Journey, and this is the lifestyle of the rich and not so famous. We're going to get started with Jim Carrey, and it's called The Secret of Life, and then I'm going to read to you a story of how this guy, Al Copeland, started one of the most famous chicken places, and we're going to talk about that today. All right, And before we get started, I just want to send some love out to my sister, Ms. Jacqueline and Cradle. Thank you so much. And all everyone who supported Ms. Queen, Mother Joyce Garamza, Zakia, Khadija. I'm just sending love to all those who assisted our sister in taking over for the 3 days. Thank you so much. Profoundly, profusely, from the depth of my soul, Rosa J, all of you are the team showing up, just being here. Thank you so much. All right. Welcome to The Love Journey. You are tuned in, and this is Jim Carrey, The Secret of Life.
My soul is not contained within the limits of my body. My body is contained within the limitlessness of my soul. I've often said that I wished people could realize all their dreams and wealth and fame, and so that they could see that it's not where you're going to find your sense of completion. I can tell you from experience, the effect you have on others is the most valuable currency there is. Because everything you gain in life will rot and fall apart, and all that will be left of you is what was in your heart. We're not the avatars we create. We're not the pictures on the film stock. We are the light that shines through. All else is just smoke and mirrors, distracting, but not truly compelling. Our eyes are not viewers. They are also projectors that are running a second story over the picture that we see in front of us all the time. Fear is writing that script. Now, fear is going to be a player in your life, but you get to decide how much. You can spend your whole life imagining ghosts, worrying about the pathway to the future, but all there will ever be is what's happening here and the decisions we make in this moment, which are based in either love or fear. So many of us choose our path out of fear disguised as practicality. What we really want seems impossibly out of reach and ridiculous to expect, so we never dare to ask the universe for it. I'm saying that you can ask the universe for it. Life doesn't happen to you. It happens for you. As far as I can tell, it's just about letting the universe know what you want and working toward it while letting go of how it comes to pass. Why not take a chance on faith? Not religion, but faith. Not hope, but faith. I don't believe in hope. Hope is a beggar. Hope walks through the fire and faith leaps over it. You are ready and able to do beautiful things in this world. And after you walk through those doors today, you will only ever have two choices, love or fear. Choose love, and don't ever let fear turn you against your playful heart.
You tuned in to The Love Journey, and that was Jim Carrey, The Secret of Life. I love you say, hope is a beggar. Hope walks through the fire where faith leaps over the fire. Family, with 97 days left in 2016, we're moving into 2017. What will you do differently this year? Albert Einstein said, if you want something different, you have to do something different. He said, you can't change the situation with the same mindset that created the situation. And we all know the definition of insanity, doing the same thing but expecting different results. What would you do to own your voice, to sing your song, to write that book, to write that play? To create what you've been given and came to the planet to create in these 97 days. Let me tell you about a guy who went from poverty to $400 million by the time he passed away. And he was from Louisiana. And he is the founder of Popeyes. Being born into poverty didn't stop the founder of Popeyes from building a $400 million fast food fortune. On June 17, 2014, Popeyes Louisiana Kitchen Incorporated announced that it signed a landmark deal to acquire the rights to their secret recipe for $43 million. Popeyes made the deal with the estate of the company's late founder, L. Copeland Sr. You might be surprised to hear that Popeyes didn't already own their secret recipes. You might even be more surprised that L. Copeland Sr., who died in 2008, hadn't been involved with Popeyes since he drove the company into bankruptcy in 1991. So how did Copeland's heirs manage to score a $40 million payday? Well, as you're about to learn, this is just yet another amazing story in the absolutely fascinating life of L. Copeland Sr. to the lifestyle of the rich and not so famous. I'm so silly, y'all. Yes. So, a man, and his name was L. Copeland Sr. He was kind of famous in Louisiana for his flamboyant lifestyle and incredibly generous acts of philanthropy. A man who managed to die with 9 children from 4 wives. A man who, despite being born into wretched poverty, and never graduated from high school, died with a net worth conservatively estimated at $400 million. L. Copeland Sr. was a truly fascinating and inspirational person. His name is Alvin Charles Copeland, was born on February 2nd, 1944, in New Orleans, Louisiana. His family was dirt poor, and L. and his 2 older brothers was raised by a single mom in a rough housing project after their father abandoned the family. L. dropped out of high school at the age of 16. Now, did you hear me? He dropped out of high school at the age of 16 and got himself a job at a local supermarket to help support the family. He soon landed a job managing a donut shop called Tasty Donut, and at some point, he was offered the opportunity to buy a brand new Tasty Donut location. He jumped at the opportunity and sold his car to cover the startup costs. This is where Copeland got his first taste of the lucrative world of fast food franchising. Copeland lived frugally and saved every penny with the intention to buy another Tasty Donut. As fate would have it, by the time he had the money to buy that second donut store, Al had an even bigger idea, sensing an even bigger opportunity. So in 1972, Copeland decided to launch a restaurant that blended local Cajun flavors with fried chicken and home-style cooking. Al was just 28 years old when he opened the first Popeyes, and it was called Popeyes Mighty Good Fried Chicken. In Araby, Louisiana, a suburb of St. Bernard Parish, the restaurant was soon renamed to Popeye's Famous Chicken and Biscuits, and then just Popeye's Famous Fried Chicken. But pretty quickly, it was simply known as Popeye's. Popeye's was an instant hit. Copeland soon expanded to 2 locations, then 3, then 4. In 1976, he opened his business up to franchising. Between 1976 and 1986, Popeyes expanded to more than 500 locations, and by 1989, there were 700 locations around the world, and Popeyes was the 3rd largest quick-service chicken restaurant in the world behind Church's Chicken and KFC. So it was the number 3 in the world. So what does an ambitious man with the number 3 chicken restaurant in the world do next? He makes a deal to buy out the number 2 restaurant, obviously. But in 1989, Copeland negotiated a deal to acquire Church's Chicken for $380 million, roughly $730 million after adjusting for inflation. The combined company now operated over 2,000 quick-service chicken restaurants but still not enough to top KFC's 6,000 locations. But it was impressive nonetheless. Unfortunately, the merger turned out to be a major bust. The anticipated cost savings of the combined companies never materialized. In fact, because Church's and Popeyes were still being marketed as separate and distinct restaurants, many costs actually went way up. Adding fuel to the fire was the fact that Copeland financed the acquisition almost entirely with debt. And every year, the interest payment on the debt amounted to tens of millions of dollars. And in April of 1991, Popeyes was forced to file for Chapter 11 bankruptcy with debts totaling over $400 million. So by October 1992, a bankruptcy judge allowed the company's creditors operating as a newly formed entity called America's Favorite Chicken, AFC, the right to acquire and run all Popeyes and Church's locations. 20 years after launching his baby, L. Copeland was relieved of his chicken duty forever. But wait, you know God always got a ram in the bush. There was one small silver lining. Thanks to an extremely shrewd business decision made earlier by L. Copeland, it may have been down. He may have been down. But he wasn't totally out. You see, Copeland may have lost the rights to his beloved Popeyes restaurant locations in the bankruptcy, but guess what, family? He still controlled one extreme physical asset, and that was the secret recipes. Wow. Pay attention now, because this was a truly brilliant move. Back when Copeland first started the franchise to technically form two companies, the first company operated the franchise business in all and owned all and operated the restaurant. But the second company was called Diversified Foods and Seasonings. You see, Diversified Foods and Seasonings basically control one asset, and that's the intellectual property rights to all the secret recipes that made Popeye's chicken and sides taste so doggone good. By contract, every Popeye's restaurant in the world was required to use these spices to give that chicken its distinct Cajun flavor. You see, this company only operated five spice plants, two in Louisiana, one in Alabama, one in San Antonio, one in Nebraska. And every Popeye's franchise was required to pay an annual royalty to Diversified Foods and Seasonings in order to receive their spices. The contract for this right was scheduled to last until the year 2029. When AFC brought Popeye's out of bankruptcy, it had no choice but to continue paying Diversified Foods and Spices annual royalties for access to the secret recipes. And those royalties amounted to $10 to $13 million per year in profits for L. Copeland. Armed with basically $1 million a month in royalty profits, L. Copeland proceeded to launch dozens of new businesses. He opened several new restaurants, bought three hotels, and even two comedy clubs. One of his hotels, the Clarion Grand Boutique Hotel in New Orleans, is one of the highest rated in the entire country. So exactly how rich was L. Copeland? During his 2004 divorce proceeding, his wife, number three out of four, it was revealed that L. Copeland had a personal net worth of $400 million, an annual income that fluctuated between $13 and $15 million. Not bad for a high school dropout who was born into poverty and raised in a housing project. Sadly, L. Copeland was diagnosed with a rare form of cancer in December 2007. He died just 4 months later on March 23, 2008, in Germany, where he was receiving an experimental treatment. Copeland was just 64 years old. So as we mentioned in the beginning of this article earlier today, L. Copeland's heir reached a deal to sell the rights to the secret recipe in perpetuity for $43 million. Popeye's Louisiana Kitchen, which is still majority owned by AFC, is now a publicly traded company on NASDAQ. Ticker symbol PLKI, Popeye's CEO Cheryl Burkader, the first female CEO of a major fast food restaurant, proclaimed this. She said, "This is an exciting and a historic event representing a win for everyone involved. We now have the recipes in-house, and we thank the Copeland family for helping bring together the treasured recipes Popeyes is known for, with the brand so beloved by his guests." And as if all this wasn't amazing enough, while he was alive, L. Copeland was forgotten He never forgot his humble beginnings. He used his wealth to launch several charities that focus especially on education, giving poor kids to get better opportunities in life. He established the Alvin C. Copeland Endowed Chair of Franchising at Louisiana State University and provided the funds to launch a chief apprentice school at Delgado Community College in New Orleans. L. Copeland certainly lived a life to the fullest, and the world is much better off because of he was in it. And so today, that's who we featured in the Lifestyle of the Rich and Not So Famous on The Love Journey. I thought that was a very interesting story. When you think about somebody who came from poverty, didn't even graduate from high school, grew up in a project in New Orleans and sold his company and even bankrupted and had such a great idea that the recipes still created a fortune for him. I tell you, God is good. And I want you to think about, what great idea do you have today? You know, you think about people who create these chicken recipes, and you think about the recipes that your mama had or your grandma, or maybe you even had, that probably can turn into a major franchise. Simply because he came up with an idea to fry some good chicken. How can we move into that place today? So I thought I'd end it by talking about 5 steps to gaining more confidence. With 97 days left in 2016, what will we do different this year? How will we create what we came to the planet to create? When you really think about it, let's talk about it. 5 Steps to Gain More Confidence by Madison Kemp. I think confidence, self-confidence, is perhaps one of the most important attributes or virtues that you can have. Now, I'm going to be really crystal clear. Confidence is not the same thing as being egotistical. A lot of people think, oh, I'm so confident. Really, I'm in my ego. No, confidence is the ability to believe in your still small voice. Confidence is the ability to know and hear your higher power and put it into practice and to act on what you know to be true. Let me tell you this again, because so many people see confidence and recognize confidence when it's really ego. See, confidence is the ability to believe in your still small voice. Some call it intuition, your first mind, your higher power, and put it into practice and act on what you know to be true. That's real confidence. The ability to hear, that's ultimately what confidence is. It's to act on what you know to be true. And there are 5 steps to really develop and cultivate this particular confidence. The first step is to admit the truth. Number one, simple and easy. Admit the truth. Actually, I shouldn't take that back. It's simple but not easy. When we admit the truth, I don't love you anymore. I eat Cinnabon every night before bed and wonder why I can't really release this weight. Or I'm really struggling being a parent because no one's supposed to admit that. Or I'm really having a hard time in this relationship. I really hate my job. Whatever the truth is, you can't have confidence if you're lying to yourself. So the first thing is to, you have to admit what is true for us. And then do what my friend Mary Morrison said, do it afraid. Live your life afraid. It's okay because the storms will come. The rise and fall will come. The darkness will come. I talked about this earlier, that cave you fear to enter holds the treasure that you seek. Let's talk about that again. Let me say that again. That cave you fear to enter holds the treasure that you seek. Do it afraid. It's okay to do it afraid because when you do it afraid, you start to recognize that life will prove your fears wrong. You want to do it afraid. Do it afraid. So the first step is admit the truth, and the second is to do it afraid. Do it anyway. Third, you want to surround yourself with people who support you. Bam! How many of us say we want to do something, and then we hang around naysayers who tell us we can't do it? You know, what would life be like if you just decided to surround yourself with people who supported you? How could you possibly have confidence if you're constantly surrounded by people who are talking crap about you? Think about that. If you're surrounded by people who say you're not enough, even if those words are not what they're saying, but they allude by their actions, you still, how can you be successful? How can you have confidence? You never amount to anything. You're never going to do it anyway. This is just a bunch of crap or BS or whatever it might be. Will you ever truly have self-confidence hanging around people who are saying these kind of things to you, whether these are the exact words or the energy says that to you? The answer is I don't think so, right? So you want to start to consciously and intentionally surround yourself with people who can lift you up and who help you believe in yourself, because you can certainly believe in yourself, but you got to have a tribe. I'm going to tell you, ain't nothing like a tribe. Ain't nothing like somebody when you can't do it yourself. Somebody can be the wind beneath your wings when you can't even see what in yourself what the greatness that others see in you. I tell you, being at the emergency room from 10 o'clock to 6, I was irritated. I didn't want to be there. And I just started to calm myself and pray over Asia. And the lady heard me praying. She asked me, would I come to her space and pray over her? And she said, I'm dying. I'm dying alone because I didn't have the courage to forgive. She said, I'm dying alone because I didn't have the courage to live my truth and have my voice. She said, I leave this planet and I leave it empty because I didn't have the courage to do what I was called to the planet to do. She said, you know, we seek and seek and seek money. We seek cars and all the fancy things. But the interesting thing is when you get ready to die, when you haven't made relationships, you see, I'm dying alone because I didn't have the courage to tell somebody, I love you. I appreciate you, and create relationships. She said, if I had to do it again, over again, I wouldn't die alone with my money. I would die with many people around me telling me how much they appreciated my presence being on the planet. And they would appreciate the gift that I leave the planet now. I leave empty. So I asked you to pray for me. And I told her that her words would never be empty and her legacy would never be forgotten, because I will go and let everybody know the words you shared with me on your deathbed. And when I prayed, she left the planet. It was really an interesting process to be in space with someone you never met in your life, and you pray for them and no one is there. Only you, to hold her in my arms and then watch her leave the planet as I pray. And she said she didn't have the courage to truly honor the gift that she was to the planet. Now, these are not her exact words. You know, of course, these are my paraphrasing words, but this is what she was saying. She didn't have the courage to forgive someone who she truly wanted and loved in her life and never told him. She didn't have the courage to write that book that she always wanted to write. She didn't have the courage to live out her gifts and talents. She just worked and created and just saved up money. And now she's dying alone. Surround yourself, family, with people who love you and support you. You got to have a tribe. Because when I think about the wealth, and I think about how grateful I am to walk this planet and to be loved by so many people. When I close my eyes at night, I give thanks for phenomenal children, amazing best friend, Brenton, who I love and adore, no matter how many ups and downs. Someone to witness and to be present with my life. Someone I could call and be there and say, this is my idea. And they say, oh, Lady Love, you can do it. Go, Lady Love, you can do it. in return, I could say to them, yes, you can do it. How can I support you? You see, you can't buy friendship. And so, family, as we move through this 2016 into 2017, I invite you to take an inventory. Are you recreating lasting, loving relationships? Are you forgiving? Are you letting go of stuff that's not important? Marianne Williamson calls this her positivity team, her tribe. So you got to have your positivity team or your tribe to help pick you back up when you doubt yourself, when you know that you're not enough, when you feel you can't go on no more, when you feel like maybe this is not your direction, and maybe you saying how long and somebody looks you in the eye and say, this is the right direction. You are on point. I tell you, speaking at the Remarkable Woman Conference, mouth in pain, not feeling good, and just asking God to speak through me. By the time I got through speaking, people were lined up around the corner, and they said the most amazing things that spoke to my heart that will be indelibly etched in my soul, that I know that I'm living the purpose that I was sent to the planet. Family, it's your turn. It's your life, and you get to live it big. Or you get to live it small. You get to make the choice. But your plan small does not serve the world. And the fourth thing, so many times we forget to celebrate the small wins. Let's say you want to release 100 pounds and you release 1 pound. Celebrate that. You're 1 pound less. Let's say that you want to make $1 million and you made 5. Celebrate the 5. You see, this really taps you into the attitude of abundance and gratitude because really big wins, quantum leaps, and growth happens with a lot of little tiny steps in between. Let me say that again. This really taps you into the attitude of abundance and gratitude because really big wins and quantum leaps and growth happens with a lot of little tiny steps in between. It don't go from here to a big quantum leap. It's all the things in between. So you want to get focused on celebrating and stand in the celebratory energy of celebrating your small wins. And I tell you, it's important. I remember one day I was asking on the Love Journey for us to write down what have we accomplished so far in the year and blah, blah, blah. And I was sitting with my paper as we were doing the exercise. And I was thinking to myself, well, I haven't really accomplished anything. You know, and I'm sad in my mind and I'm upset. And Spirit said to me, the reason why you can't remember any of your successes is because you don't stop to celebrate. You on to the next, Janine, on to the next. I had graduated from my AA degree. I had got my life coaching certificate. I mean, God started running down everything I had. I was like, oh, I guess I have made some accomplishments this year. There's so many things, but because I had not stopped to celebrate, I couldn't remember anything that I had did because it was just on to the next. I accomplished one goal. I didn't even walk across the stage. I didn't even celebrate the fact that I had accomplished that. And I made a point to myself, I will never do that again. I will never stop and celebrate even my small successes because guess what? When it was time to remember what I had accomplished, I couldn't remember because I had not celebrated it. I had moved on to the next, Janine. And then finally, Oprah said this. I thought it was so incredible. What gives her confidence? She said she gets confidence by knowing she is supported by a power greater than herself. So when you feel small and when you feel like you're not enough, be supported and know that you are supported by a power greater than you. Now, you may call it God or the divine or the source or spirit God, whatever the word is for you, don't get caught up in the semantics, but know that you are supported by a higher power, by something bigger and greater. So if the problem feels really big, what have you done to yourself? You've made yourself very small. So if you're feeling small in the face of adversity or in the face of a problem, know that you have infinite intelligence. Know that you have God, the source, the spirit, your God. They're here to support you. And so you can turn it over and say, okay, God, you know what? You know what, God? You know what, Source? You know what, Divine? I might be having a little challenge here, but I need you to back me up. Come, Holy Spirit. I need your help. And when you make that prayer, prayer are always answered the moment that they are received. So let's recap. Admit the truth. Do it afraid. Surround yourself with people who lift you up. Celebrate the little wins and lean on your higher power. And if you do these things, you will certainly be on the path of confidence. I just love that Oprah quote about confidence. When I heard them say that recently, it just really blew me away. How else could I really, truly have confidence? So if you think you're doing it by yourself and you're in your ego, you know, A Course in Miracles says that the lies, the ego believes in my solitude, my salvation lies, and that's not true. It's when you know that you're supported by a higher power, when you ask for help from that support tribe, that's when it starts to give you confidence. So, Love Journey family, my great wish for you is to implement these 5 steps. I know that we're getting closer to the holiday time. I know sometimes it can be hard to do many things during the holidays, but find your tribe. Admit the truth to yourself. Do it afraid anyway and celebrate those small wins and surround yourself with people who will support you and surrender your will and ask for that divine help because it will show up. Be receptive to whatever comes your way. So you might be listening, but I invite you today to come and think about and let me know how you're going to implement these 5 steps to gain more confidence. And as we move into 2017, with 97 days left, I want you to really apply your confidence. I don't want this just to be another conversation that you hear. I want you to really step into and apply these things. That's what really lights me up. You see, when I see real transformation in your life, when I really see that life is really doing some great things with your decisions that you're making. And the way that you see transformation is by the application of the things that you learn. You see, you might think that knowledge is power, but that's not true. It's applied knowledge that is power. Knowledge that is acted upon. When you take action, that is truly powerful. So today, I invite you to the most important part of your life, and that's to claim your power. My greatest wish is that you get out there, take action, and make it real. So this year, you can have the greatest 97 days in 2016 that you've ever had, and which will make 2017 even bigger and better. Today, I wish you lots of love on the lifestyle of the rich and not so famous. Any questions, comments, or concerns? I also want to send some love out to my caller, LaVoe Hawkins. That's a prayer sister, baby. She was locking it out. So thank you, caller, LaVoe Hawkins. Special love and thanks to your prayers and your support of the Love Journey as well. And if I missed anybody's name, please charge it to my mind and not my heart, because each and every one of you meant the world to me, knowing that team that will keep moving. They say a mark of a good leader is that even when you're not there, the show still goes on. And so I'm just so excited to see that the show still goes on. Thank you so much, Love Journey family, because I couldn't do it without you. Thank you, Queen Eileen, Kahet, King, and Mia, everybody on this line who make coming to this line, Linda, Manetti, all of you all. Zakia, Jackie, Rosa J and all she do. I'm telling you, you all are doing some amazing things. You know, I heard that Miss Chassie rocked it out on Friday. Khadija Ali, Queen Mother, Claudette Reddick. What can I do without having a phenomenal family if I didn't have you? If I didn't have you, what would I do? I don't know. Today, I honor and I give love to each and every one of you today. Each and every one of you that show up. Today, as we move through, I want you to remember, what would you do? Take these 5 steps and think about it. any questions, comments, or concerns, let's start speaking. And if you're on Blog Talk, family, let's push the one. All right, family. Thank you for tuning in to the Love Journey today.
Good morning, Lady Love. Peace and blessings.
Peace and blessings, my sister from another mission. Good morning. I love you and appreciate you and honor you. Again, I say thank you profusely and profoundly from the depth of my heart. There are no words in the dictionary that could tell you how profound gratitude I have for you.
Oh, it's beautiful. It's beautiful. Like I said, you know, we came together as a team, and it all was in divine order. But, you know, I'm looking at the five principles here, and what I come to realize about myself is that every day I'm admitting something different to myself. So this would be a great start for me to start my day. Jackie, what is your truth today? Who are you today? What is your real truth today? And whatever it is that you decide to do, Jackie, you can do it afraid or whatever. You can do this because you do have the support of the people who knows what you desire to do, who's going to keep you lifted up. And you're absolutely right. You know, I was a worship leader at church yesterday, and to celebrate the little victory for myself, you know, I'm not in my head. I'm really am coming from my heart when I'm up there being a worship leader. And what I come to find, you know, people are coming to me and they are accepting me. They're accepting the way that I show up. You know, they love the energy that I'm bringing across because it's kind of traditional and they're kind of conservative, so to say, and they are enjoying the energy. You know, they're like, wow, we love the way you come in here. You know, you make it so much more alive. And I'm like, wow, really? Thank you. You know, so the small victories, I am celebrating that. And to surrender myself to whatever God has for me to do. And just do it because if he's going to bring me to it, he's going to get me through it. He already has the provision for me. And it's just a matter of me being open to accept, to receive, you know, what it is. So today I'm standing in my true truth as to who God created me to be. I'm standing in love. I'm standing in light. And I'm standing in truth today.
Wow. Thank you. That's just the first step. It's a small step. You know what I really love about the five steps is just knowing that it's just the little bitty things that we do each day that creates the giant leaps, the quantum leaps. So today, when we think about what we're doing, are we really doing something toward our dreams? Are we really creating something toward the gift that we've been given to give and share with the world? A little something every day can make a quantum leap tomorrow.
Amen. Amen. You know, Friday I was at the mall. I treated myself to an ice cream. So I was sitting on the bench, and the young man, he came over to me, and he said, "Ma'am, what is going on today?" I'm like, "Oh, no, what do you mean? What are you referring to?" He said, "What is wrong with people today?" I'm like, "Well, what's going on?" And he said, "People are just not nice anymore. You try to be nice to people, and they just don't want to be nice back to you." I said, "Well, you know, first of all, you don't want to take it personal." And I said, "But you continue to show up in your true self. You continue to be who you are and the gift that you have, and you continue to give it as God has given it to you. And it's up to the individual to accept it or to receive it. But you do your part. And don't worry about what the other person is doing or how they receive it. But you just keep giving what God has given you to give, and that's your part of bringing the peace that you desire on a planet." And he looked at me and he smiled. He said, "Thank you, ma'am. I needed that." And he just walked off, and I turned my head and looked, and he was gone. I'm like, wow. Wow. So, you know, we just can't take things personal. I think I just went a different way, but I was just letting him know to stand in his truth, to stay true to himself, you know.
I just want to share that. Thank you.
That was good. That was good because it is important that we remind people, no matter what's going on around us, to stand in our truth and our knowing. That was powerful. All right. Thank you so much, Jackie.
You're most welcome. I love you.
I love you too, honey. Good morning.
Good morning. I just want to just make a comment about, well, I wanted to say, Jim, to me, you are love, and I give thanks for that. The love journey is love, and all of this is the expression of love from on high. And when I say on high, I'm talking about that high that comes because of the love that we have for one another, which nurtures us and allows us to develop and grow and expand into the fuller expression of what God has intended for each one of us. And the whole world needs to tune in to the love journey so they can go ahead and get this here, because this is like the bomb, I'm telling you. And I'm so grateful to everyone who calls in, to everyone who participates, because what I am seeing since I've been with this journey is a transformation that is preparing us to take the lead role in transforming this world.
Come on,
the connections that we have with other people, with the connections that our brother James has actually brought to us from the West Coast, of the number of people who have been on the call itself, you know, Asterius Miraculi, Joel, and Martha. The list is phenomenal. You know, all the brothers that have been on the line. I can just keep going on and on and on. You know, the Mankind Project, the whole nine yards. Everything that has been shared on this line, it's so invigorating. Probably should work something out to where we can just set up a archive of those energetic programs that we've had of the love journey, so that we can set it up in a package and just get it to get it distributed throughout the world. Because I tell you, some of the stuff that we receive, if only the rest of the world could be tuned into it, this place would be transformed tomorrow.
Wow. Thank you so much.
So all of my love to you all.
And all of my love to you and your queen. So happy first year anniversary on Wednesday.
Yes, I give thanks.
For reuniting in spirit.
Yes, and I'm so glad that you brought up this 97 days left of 2016, because I'm going to definitely do some things with it. Today I'm bringing order into my life in a way that I had not before, and I am just going to go and dive into this thing and make these 97 days the best 97 days I can imagine.
Yes, I can't wait to hear the testimony.
I get that. Thank you. Namaste, family.
Thank you so much, King. All right, any more questions, comments, concerns, you're welcome to Star 6. You tuned in to The Love Journey, and I am Janine Ann Ingram, family. All right. Okay, well, we're going to tune in out, and we're going to keep it moving. I just want to remind you today, Evolutionary Woman is going to be on today. I'm not sure who she's going to be having on, but, you know, the one thing I have to say is that she has an amazing show. I don't always get a chance to get on the live, but a lot of times I go back and listen, and I say, wow, what a great show that she has. That's Khadija Ali, Evolutionary Woman. You want to tune in on Monday and Thursdays. And let me give you the number 2. And don't forget to pick up that Unwelcome Committee book. I tell you, it's some juicy, delicious stuff in there. It's going to really help you think about life from a different perspective. You know, when I read, as I read the Unwelcome Committee, the one thing that I really think about is how much time we take for granted by never telling people who we love, who are in our lives, and how much we take for granted. Family, if I didn't learn anything from the Unwelcome Committee, I think about every day letting Brenda know and my children know and my sisters and my family and friends know that they are so appreciated being in my space. They're so appreciated being in my life because we just do not know what tomorrow will bring. So today I thank each and every one of you for coming to the Love Journey. Of all the places you could have been, you chose to be here. And so my honor and gratitude is to you. And so if you get a chance to tune in today, tune in to Blog Talk Radio, Evolutionary Woman Radio. That's every Monday and Thursday, 5:30 Eastern, 4:30 Central, and the number is 657-383-1581. That's 657-383-1581. Don't forget to tune in to Rosa J. Family. She's doing it every day in God's way, teaching us how to center our mind, center our thoughts, and becoming in that space of being one with the one. We meditate till you levitate every morning, 5:30 a.m. You just call in to 641, and that's 5:30 Central and 6:30 Eastern, 641-715-3605. That's 641-715-3605. And the access code is 574-399. And Arlene told you how to contact her. Family, that's support. Love you. And I'm going to leave you in the words again, because some of you all came in late. You want to hear Jim Carrey's Secret of Life. And then I'm going to play a beautiful song, and you go forth and have a beautiful, amazing, love-filled, successful day. I love you, family. All right. Well, you know, technology do what it want to do sometimes. Okay. Are we still connected? Let me check and see. Yeah, we are. I don't know why it's not doing what it's supposed to do. All right, well, we're just going to go ahead on and keep it moving. Maybe I'll play somebody else. Maybe I'll do Oprah Winfrey, huh? Steve Harvey, Stay on Faith Street. That might be a good one. Okay, none of them are playing, huh? Well, you know one thing you got to do, but technology don't do, you just keep on moving, family, because guess what? I got another side I can play from, which is from this beautiful side. I'm going to play Lauryn Hill, Talking About Love.
Love, I tell you, love is that confidence. Love is what you give your children. Love is what you give. Let me tell you another thing about the Matrix. Going back to the Matrix is that I was always confused about it. I always thought that, you know, the Matrix was battling the enemy out there, picking them out. I'm going to find those enemies. I'm going to get that enemy, until I realized that until you conquer the enemy in yourself, you can't deal with anyone. In order to be used by God, you have to really be used. You know, we always want to be used for the glorious job. Let God put me on the stage in front of the people in the Grammy show with a nice dress on. Let me just praise your name. But that's not being used. Sometimes in order to be used, you also have to be humiliated. You have to be humiliated sometimes. You have to be kicked and beaten. And in that situation, the person who's kicking and beating, he's feeling more pain than you are. You know, love is an incredible thing, and we don't know love like we should. We always talk about, I have unconditional love. Unconditional love is, we don't even know it, because if a person stops stimulating us, we stop loving them. You're not interesting to talk to anymore. Goodbye. But that real love, that love that sometimes is difficult, difficult to have, that's that love. And that's the confidence builder. Thank you. That was very long. That was one little question. Okay. Yes.
You've melded a lot of things in your music, like hip-hop and reggae and R&B, and you put different influences together in ways that are really interesting and new.
Thank you.
It's hard to be new when so much has been said and done in art. And I wanted to know, is that where you think that music and arts, too, is that where you think they're going?
I hope so. You know, as far as I hope so. I hope so. I'm encouraged. You know, I'm very encouraged. I mean, I'll be very honest with you, as a musician today, I'm not in the studio right now, and everybody in my world thinks I'm crazy. What's going on? You need another album out. You know, the time is running out. You have a window, a certain window to make music. And for a little while, I listened to that. And I was, like, in the studio working real hard, trying to get it done. And, you know, music was created. Definitely music that I think people will appreciate, but it wasn't my best. And it wasn't my best because there was no substance. And there was no substance because there was no experience. I'd gone from the studio to the stage, back into the studio. And the only reason why The Miseducation was the album it was because of a myriad of experiences that took place before the production part, before the creation. So what I realized is, you know what, I can't create and not live. I can't be in this vacuum of, you know, of creativity, creativity, creativity without life. So, you know, in hip-hop, we're all trying to get to this next level without, as my brethren says, without the next level finding us. You know, it's like life is peaks and valleys. And some people think that some people explain that as good times, bad times, but I actually think it's learning or let's say learning mastership, okay, or study mastership. Now, right, I went from the top of one mountain. I mastered something, and people appreciated it. But, you know, once you're on the top of that mountain, you have to go this way. But in hip-hop, everybody's like, I'm not moving. I'm the master. I'm great. I'm dope. I'm hot. I'm here. I've arrived. I'm not going anywhere. And that's when you stay stuck on top of one mountain, when, you know, God's intention is that we study and master a bunch of different things. And so here I am, descending this hill, and everybody's like, where are you going? You know, we're supposed to be on the top of the hill. But it's exciting time. It's definitely exciting time for me because I'm at the foot of another hill. You know, this hill, you know, is different. You know, it's totally different. You have to navigate it different. But I get to learn. And then once you learn and you go through that, you on the top of another one. So I would just encourage everybody, never be afraid of not knowing. Never be afraid of not knowing, you know, find out, because that's how you get, you know, to mastership, you know, and don't be afraid of that. We don't have anything what's the word I'm looking for? There's, let's not be mediocre in our greatness, you know what I mean? Like, think big. And think in doses, think in experiences, and don't be afraid of experiences that teach you. Don't be afraid of that. We don't always have to be so, you know, our generation is just so, you know, we're just cool all the time. It's like, I'm always cool. I'm a baller. I have all the women. I know everything. You know, and that's not realistic. No one knows everything at every time. No one is just that cool all the time. I mean, maybe some of you in the audience are, you know, but nobody is, you know. So don't be afraid to be that, because when you are uncool, that's the road to cool. But when you're cool already, that's the road to not being cool anymore. So, you know, don't be afraid of that. Did I hopefully gave you some insight as to music? I'm sorry, guys. I'm not a very good speaker. Was that it? Oh. Can I... Can I just say one thing? I just want to say thank you for having me, okay? Thank you. I was blessed to be in this room with you guys. I'm excited for you. I really am. Just stay encouraged, you know, and just know that there's a higher force that got, he knows the way out of the matrix. Okay? Thank you, everyone.
All right, family, that was our Lauren Hill. Says the higher power knows the way out of the matrix. All right, when you really get to know how the higher power works, you can't keep it to yourself. This is going to be Tony, 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 and you tuned in to The Love Journey. I am Janine and Ingram, and I can't keep it to myself, family. I love you. Have a great day. I'm All right, Father. Wow. Thank you so much for tuning into the Love Journey. I appreciate you. I appreciate you. I appreciate you. You go forth and have a good day and do something that you can't keep to yourself. Let it be so good that you can't keep it to yourself. You want to tell everybody you can't keep it to yourself. My grandmother used to tell us, girl, have a life that you would love so much that when you get older, you can sit on the front porch and rock in your chair and tell somebody about it. Tell somebody today, family. Have a good day. Have a good life. Have fun. And know God loves you. And know there's a higher power that you just need to seek. And it will show you the way out the matrix. If you hear, she said, out the matrix. If you're in the matrix, know God can show you out the way. That was Lauryn Hill. All right, family, talk to you later. See you in the morning.
Goodbye.
Tell everybody I can't keep it to myself.